It won't be about DuckTales, I swear. I'll refrain.
I fucking love DuckTales when I was a kid. So
the new DuckTales.
Haven't seen it at all.
It is the best tribute to like the original series that they could possibly make. It's so good, like addictingly good. I bought the series on Amazon, and so when new episodes come out, like I get it the next day on Amazon Prime, and we just watch each episode like 4 or 5 times a day.
Oh, so it's on Amazon Prime?
Yeah. Well, okay. Not Prime. It's on Amazon. Like you have to buy it.
Oh.
I wish it was on Prime.
Well.
I wouldn't have to spend $20 for a season.
Well, I was going to say, I'm already spending fucking $11 a month or whatever that is for Prime, so. No.
Yeah. Prime's got some good shit right now, though.
Oh, I know.
I got some dope shit.
It makes me consider giving up Hulu here and there. But then yeah. I'm like,
The only thing keeping me with Hulu right now is the first 2 seasons of Rick and Morty.
For me, it was all the Roseanne, you know, shows and shit.
She fucked that up.
Fucked that up for me.
She fucked that up.
I honestly haven't watched an episode since the second episode because of reasons. But it was a good show.
The new
Roseanne, it was good. It was good.
I thought it was pretty good.
She totally fucked it up.
I did get uncomfortable, though, in the Go Cubs episode with the neighbors, where she was like, "There are a bunch of towel heads. They're going to blow us up." Like, she was seriously like, but I was like, oh, she's just pretending to be, you know, a Midwestern mom. Because I'm related. I have aunts. Possibly a mother that talks like that a little bit. Possibly. I don't know. It depends. It depends on when she's on her goofy pills. Yeah. You know?
Like, on or off her goofy pills?
When she's on. Okay. When she's on and they take control. And sometimes my mom says some stuff where I'm like,
who are you?
What is this? All right, look, I voted for Trump. I'm like, what? Why? Why? Well, I wasn't going to vote
the Ambien thing, and like I took Ambien and I was all fucked up because I even listened to the fucking Joe Rogan thing.
I haven't heard that yet.
Okay, yeah, because Joe Rogan had talked to her, like on the phone, like talked to her because they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, look, man, I really believe that, like when she says she wasn't being racist, that, I mean, I believe her, that she, you know, she wasn't being racist. I guess she told Joe Rogan, like, look, do you think that if I would have known that lady was black, I would have ever fucking said that? I would have never fucking said that. I thought the lady was fucking Jewish. I was just making a fucking reference towards the way that she looks. And then if you bring up the lady's picture, and you know what I mean? It's like, well, maybe she's, maybe, yeah. But that's kind of her thing is like, look, I was all fucked up. I didn't know the chick was black. Thought she was Jewish. I said some shit.
But Planet of the Apes, dude, like, that's, like, historically, for decades now, has been a racist remark.
When referring to black people, yes, absolutely. But if it's a black person that it's been being slung towards, yes, you can't call an ape or an orangutan or something like that. You can't do that because that's historically known to be a racist thing towards black people.
Absolutely.
Right, but if you don't know that if the person is black, like, if she legitimately thought that this person was not of some kind of ethnicity that had to do with brown skin tone, that if she really thought that, then she would have went ahead and said it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, it's still a bad
I don't joke. Know the lady. She's 60-something and like, white. So is it possible that she's a little racist?
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Possibilities
For
there.
For sure.
Possibilities there. You know, for Joe Rogan to say something like, maybe she didn't, because he knows her, like he knows her. I don't know her. So it was a good show. You fucked everything up for everybody else on the cat. Like 200 jobs lost.
Man.
That's what I heard.
And the ratings were crazy.
Oh, yeah. They were insane.
They were fucking killing it.
Yeah, they were insane.
Everybody loved it.
Yeah, I thought the opening episode was wonderful. I was like, wow, this show is back. That's crazy. That's crazy that it still has that kind of feel to it.
We watched it as a family. We would watch it every week on Hulu as a family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was we'd eat dinner and watch Roseanne.
So we watched it as a family when I was, when it was on and shit, so.
She went and fucked that up, though.
You can't.
Ooh.
How ironic is it that it happened on Twitter? And she's a Trump supporter who just can't stop running his mouth on Twitter.
Yeah, that and him doing that got him in the office. Her doing that got her taken off TV.
Out of a job, yeah. Yeah, like her career's over. Like there's just no career for you after that.
No, man.
You know what I mean? So
it's like her and Morgan Freeman. They're all
okay,
just
now what's up with Morgan Freeman? Because the one accuser,
yeah.
Right? Did you see the video of what she was talking about?
No, I have not.
Oh, this cunt. Oh, my God. Like, she's sitting there. She was saying that he was, like, looking her up and down while he was saying, who was it? It was like, one of his co-stars was telling a story, and it was kind of fucked up or whatever. And he is looking at the reporter, and what he says is directed towards the guy that was telling the story, and he says, boy, I wish I could have been there. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what he says. Boy, I wish I could have been there. To see you fuck up that bad is what he was talking about. Like, he's telling the story about, oh, I did this, I did this. Oh, I wish I could have been there to see that. That's what he meant, okay? Mm-hmm. The lady who is accusing him of this is saying that he was looking her up and down like he wanted a piece of her. And because she was pregnant, and he knew she was pregnant, that he was saying he wish he could have been there for that. You understand what I'm saying? She's took it as, I wish I was there when your husband was fucking you and got you pregnant. Not, I wish I was there when my buddy fucked up. And he was just telling a story right here. It was just, that's one of the accusers. That's what Morgan Freeman is getting accused of. Shit like that. So, no. You're not going to just fucking drag 80-year-old black men through the fucking mud because Cosby got ran through. Like, Cosby actually did his shit.
Yeah.
You leave Morgan alone.
He's got a beautiful voice.
There was a point to that, too, with the whole Roseanne thing.
Yeah.
Is that they pulled all Roseanne shows off the air, but Cosby show's still on.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, so they say that,
she never,
you know,
date raped anybody.
Racism trumps rape, apparently.
I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Oh, I know. I mean,
rape is definitely top of the list.
I don't know if I agree with that. Yeah, no.
So, I do think that's fucked up. How?
Can a lady just be an old, slightly racist white lady?
She can at her house in Utah, where only other white folks are hearing it. I feel
that censorship is like really like it's weird how
it's
the most liberal minded people. I consider myself to be very liberal. I think I'm liberal as fuck, progressive as shit. But I do think that it's weird. Like now we're just like, you can't. And I'm like, that's like defeating the whole.
Tired of hearing you can't. Freedom
of
speech.
I'm getting a little so.
Sticks and stones.
You don't have to agree with everything. I mean, I do think what she said. I mean, you know, good. Like, fuck it. Like that was a fucked up. That was a fucked up comment that she made towards a black lady. Whether I didn't know she was black. You could have done like a Google search real fucking quick.
Could have Googled
before you decided to throw out the most common racist remark, Planet of the Apes. I just watched a show the other day called I'm Dying Up Here on Showtime. And they made a dude made a Planet of the Apes joke towards a black guy in that. And I was like, oh, you just fucking Rosander. You just fucking, just wow.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, that's a shitty remark to make, man. And it's also not funny or clever or cool. It's just shitty.
So she's just like, look, I didn't know she was black. If I knew she was black, I wouldn't have fucking said it.
She called her a Muslim.
She did say that, though, yeah. Right? Like Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. All in the same tweet.
Because, I mean, wasn't that automatically, like, because, I mean, you know. The Muslim religion being one of the largest religions in the world and having people of all color practice, you would normally associate the Muslim religion with darker skinned people, correct?
Yeah.
So, that if you're throwing out Planet of the Apes right next to Muslim Brotherhood, you may have meant it.
Yeah, you're just kind of.
you might have meant it. Look, man, kudos for trying to pull it back. You know, you're not Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Right. And she got upset with like the kid that played DJ in the show too. She got upset with him because he's
a black daughter on the show. I mean, he's got a black daughter on the show. How does this fucking?
He made a comment. He put a thing up on his Facebook page about how, you know, it's like, oh, that was abhorrent, and you know, the show is trying to make a statement that, you know, we accept all people of all different, you know.
That's what I was getting from the show.
Yeah. And she went up on Twitter and she's like, you're throwing me under the bus. And I'm like, guy, well, you are the bus.
And yeah, you're kind of the bus that threw everybody else under you.
Yeah.
Because you literally rolled over 200 jobs with one tweet.
What you doing, Ozzy?
They are talking about doing a spinoff, though.
Oh, really?
I think they really are talking about doing a spinoff based around Dan. So I think they'll just kill her off in like some horrible fucking fire.
I don't think John Goodman would go for that, though.
I don't know that he would.
John would go for it. I think he only came back to TV just to work with Roseanne. That seemed to be the case.
Because they had one of the best like television relationships that was, it was more to normalcy than not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like as far as just couples on TV, ain't no fucking Ricky and Lucy's running around and shit. Like,
right.
There's a lot of Dan and Roseanne's running around, you know? So, yeah. And they were talking about Emmys and stuff, and he, you know, if he was worried about not getting an Emmy now, and he says, look, I've been up for the Emmy 11 times. I haven't gotten it yet. They're not going to fucking give it to me.
Oh, he's not getting it now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roseanne. Because they would have gave it. They would have gave it to him.
He probably would have got it this time around, yeah.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of he's been up a dozen times now, and we haven't given it to him, and he's had this body of work that obviously transcends generations because we're now 15 years after Roseanne and it still works.
Yep.
So we should probably give him an Emmy.
Yeah, and they love, like, award shows love to have that kind of press, too. Where they're like, for the first time ever, people are talking about the Emmys.
Highest
for the first
ratings.
Time
it's Sean Cunningham.
It's pretty sad.
That's that Hollywood life, though, dude.
Hollywood peoples.
I ain't about that life. I ain't about that life, son.
It was a good show. It was like right behind DuckTales.
Woo-hoo. This dog is amazing.
I know. Ozzy's like a walking muscle.
He's like my color. He's like red and white. That is red, right?
It's like a...
I can't fucking see colors. Like a, this is fucked up.
It's like a light brownish.
He looks reddish.
He's got a little red in there.
You look red. Oh.
We're like 13 minutes in. Welcome to Keeping It 99. My name's Eagle. Karma's fake. God's a lie. Roseanne's taking off TV.
Ouch.
And I'm joined by everybody's favorite Rubber City Redbeard.
A brown beard, apparently, because I don't know what
color. He doesn't know what colors are.
I can't see colors.
I think Ozzy very keeps well. Farting.
I haven't even caught it yet. Are you farting? You kind of have a fart face.
You got a fart face going on, bud.
Oh, do you want to play? Like, Ozzy wants to play tug of war with me right now.
Ozzy's like, let's tug of war this shit all day.
Such a good boy. Yes! So we're back for another wonderful episode of Eagle and Redbeard.
So the guitar player from Anal Cunt died recently.
Man! And brutally! Just brutal! Brutal.
An escalator got him, man!
Well, the table got him.
The table got him.
The escalator coaxed him, and then the table got him.
So this guy, he's a 45-year-old adult male, and he's riding on
the escalator arm.
The arm of the escalator, which is like killed somebody already.
I've seen videos of people falling that way.
Exact escalator is like caused multiple injuries.
Wait,
somebody already died like in 2009.
Same escalator. What?
Yeah.
What are the odds of that?
That escalator is not fucking around.
And what are the fucking odds?
You should talk about something like this with more of a, you know, a darker, more somber tone. But the fact of the matter is he was in a band called Anal Cunt. And
everybody knows who Seth Putnam is and Anal Cunt. And yeah. Like, if you know who that band is and those people are.
They're the most offensive. Like, they live not to.
You're not going to be offended by us. Right. Talking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's no other way to talk about this guy's death. Other than, like, man, there's a song title in there somewhere.
Right.
Anal Cunt sucks. That's why the escalator killed you.
There's the video of him heckling Gene Simmons.
Is that right?
Have you seen that?
No.
It was like an award show. They were giving Gene an award for something. I can't remember what it is.
Money.
But the guy that just died. Tell him, Ozzy. Tell him. The guy that just died is up in the balcony. And there's videotape of it. You have to bring it up. And he's basically just like, play some Kiss songs! Like, while they're trying to hand him this award and say nice things about Gene, he's just heckling the whole time. So then Gene's like, give me the microphone, and takes the microphone. Where's this asshole at? And I'm going to come do something. And then he comes off the stage. And he's like walking towards wherever. And he's like, tough guy Gene. And It's quite silly, but it was funny. He's like, Gene, why are you smiling? This isn't funny. This is the whole time. Heckled him. That's the dude from Anal Cunt that just fucking died. Yeah, I mean, that's a shitty way to go. I mean, it's quick, though. It's kind of like, oh, shit, whack.
Right.
Done. Like, done. Just fucking, he fell off and hit his head on a fucking table in the food court. Like, that's how you fucking die. You died in the food court.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's your story.
Bro, that sucks. You died in a food court.
It's pretty metal. It's pretty metal. I mean, it feels poetic. It does feel poetic.
Doesn't?
It does. I mean, you guys, those dudes wrote some shitty hearted songs.
Yeah, a few. And I don't understand how people like really like Anal Cunt. Like, I get Anal Cunt, you know what I mean? Like, I get it.
Right.
But do you really enjoy it?
No.
You like it?
No.
Because I think there's people out there that'll be like, fucking love that band.
One of them is Phil Anselmo. The first time I ever heard of Anal Cunt, Phil Anselmo was, but this was like in the heroin days of Pantera's just splitting up, and him, you know, just going, it, like, he went through the Necrophagia stage, which Necrophagia is a kick-ass band and shit. Yeah. But I remember like him bringing that band up, and then he was like, "And the Almighty Anal Cunt, and that band thrashes," and I was like, "No, they don't." Like,
they don't.
I bought Anal Cunt CDs because the song titles are so offensive, and you want to make your fucking friends laugh, right?
Right.
They're like, "Hey, they're making fun of Eazy-E and Freddie Mercury, and it's they're funny lyrics, like they're not even funny lyrics, really just funny song titles." But yeah, as far as listening to it, it just sounded like bullshit. It was just like
noise.
Yeah, it's all it was fucking noise. Ozzy agrees.
Ozzy knows. He's seriously, he wants to play tug of war with me right now, but he's ripped this thing in a couple different pieces.
Yeah,
and so he's making it really hard for me right now. Ozzy, here, grab this one.
I love that it's a Mr. Bill doll too.
Was.
Oh no!
Oh no! He's Mr. Bill's done. So done.
Yeah, I've never actually enjoyed Anal Cunt's music. I did find they made an album called Picnic of Love that I thought was a really funny record for the most part.
Right.
And it wasn't a metal record at all. It was them doing legit like weird love songs that were, you know, they were making fun of love songs.
Love songs.
And, you know, they were listenable. I wanna go by the river, put a blanket on the grass. I pour my heart and soul into your wine glass. I'll kiss you for an appetizer, and I'll love you.
I mean, there's a picture of Seth Putnam, the singer from Anal Cunt. With a mic cord wrapped around his arm while he's shooting up heroin, and a chick is blowing him at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, that's Anal Cunt.
You ain't Gigi Allen, bro.
look at, I know.
Hossie's just like, I want to play.
He wants to play so bad, play. And he's ruined his
He destroyed toy. The shit out of that toy. Your toy in the is past, fucking like, 5 minutes. Just
go get one of Richie's shoes.
Go get one of Richie's shoes. You want to play with these guitar?
Go get, yeah, you want to chew on one of them? You want to chew on the Gibson? Do you want us to take it down off the wall so you can chew on it?
You don't need a Gibson, Richie.
You can chew on it. He's got another one.
Rich Griggs, owner of Blacktooth.
He's got another
tattoo
one.
In Highland Square coming soon. To Black Highland Tooth. Square near you. Also owner of Assassin Tattoos. I'm looking at a giant banner.
What is the, do we know the address for Assassin?
Assassin Tattoo at 1947 West Market Street in Akron, Ohio. Go in. They take in walk-ins. Check out the flash. Say what's up to Trip. Say what's up to Richie.
Tell them we sent you. Tell them we sent you down. Preferably, you should probably, if you go down there, the best thing to do is to walk in with food.
Yeah.
Like, just have some burgers. Because they like those. So just bring them some burgers.
Yeah.
And that'll start you off on the right foot. Because we all know that, you know, there's no set pricing for tattoos. It's right. Strictly up to the artist. And if you piss off an artist, well, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. So bring them burgers. Swenson's preferably.
We got to get Richie on this show sometime. Because that guy has probably got a billion trillion stories from the tattooing world. And like he was in Years of Fire. Like he toured with that band.
He's been in all kinds of vagina.
He's been the extra guy in like every local metal band.
Right. He's the fucking Tommy Vext of Ohio.
He's the Tommy Vext of Ohio. And his tattoo shop is like his Bad Wolves or whatever they're called. The new band that he's in.
Yeah, the new band.
Yeah. It's like his Cranberries cover song. It's his big hit. So thanks for letting us use your studio, Richie.
Yeah, we're like in his studio. Oh, we should probably get him on the show sometime. I mean, we're in his place.
We're in his place.
With his stuff and his dog.
I just jammed with him for like a half hour.
Right, his dog's right here. Just chilling.
I got video of him jamming NDE. I'm going to put up on our Instagram.
He jams it daily.
He used to. He hasn't picked up much of a guitar, really, for more than 5 minutes since the Caligo show.
Well, I mean, kind of. That's the most he's played probably in a long time. Right. Was practicing for that and getting ready for that. And then him trying to open up a new shop.
Yeah.
You know, Ozzy's not having this shit. Yeah. He's barking and I'm trying to pet him and he keeps jerking away from me so I can't pet him because he just wants to play tug of war.
This is our new co-host, everybody.
Yeah, Ozzy.
Oh shit. Oh shit. So I went down this crazy rabbit hole recently, right? On YouTube, as people do. And
yeah.
I decided to start watching news stories. Not
from
documentaries.
From other places.
No, from here.
Okay.
But from the 1980s about heavy metal and heavy metal culture.
Okay.
And I've learned that the year 1986 is really a fucking gem. Like, there's this 2020 piece that I found, and I highly recommend people just go Google or go to YouTube and search, like, 1980s news story heavy metal. And you will find Barbara Walters for what is very obvious the very first time that she's ever said the words heavy metal together.
Yeah.
Because she said it like she's never even, like, she's like, this so-called heavy metal music, and they do this whole fucking piece about these high school kids that are listening to, like, it opens up with them listening to SOD.
Wow.
And they're just like, yeah, listen to SOD. And there's like 8 bands that they all listen to. And nobody ever said Iron Maiden, but yet every news story I found, they always talk about Iron Maiden. They're like, sex and drugs and violence. I was like, no, they're like, dude, it's scary when it's dark out.
Right.
I was like, they're really like Iron Maiden.
They're definitely not Billy Milano.
No.
Maybe you want to focus there.
Yeah. If Billy Milano had a TV show on ABC, it would be canceled. You know what
I'm saying? No, dude, that wouldn't even have fucking. It would have never even came to fruition. It would have never. Like, there's just no way a Billy Milano gets a show.
Like, the guy who did the Speak English or Die record? Speak English or Die?
Oh, the Wigger song?
Oh, boy.
Wigger.
Boy.
Wigger.
Boy. God. When they did, when MOD came back and they did that song,
yeah.
Because for anybody that doesn't know, this song that we're talking about is like, he's making fun of Eminem and Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit, yeah.
And it's just like, rap metal's stupid. It's I'm laughing not because it's funny, it wasn't because I'm laughing like, wow.
It wasn't even like just rap metal. He was basically saying rap is fucking stupid. Like, yeah. He was being, you know.
I can't support that.
An old white dude from New York, I guess. Dang. He's like, that fucking rap music's gonna ruin white people. Okay, Billy.
But these kids are listening to fucking, they're listening to like SOD, and they're listening to the Megadeth was a big one.
Yeah.
And one of the kids even makes some comment about, like, they're just asking random questions. You know, like, what makes you like metal? And he goes, well, you know, I like peace. I'm for peace, you know, but that's why I like listening to metal, because, you know, it's like about peace, but it's heavy. And then this other kid goes, I got an earring, and my dad's like, why you get an earring? It means that you're gay. And they put this on the air, no bleeps, because the 80s was a loose time.
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want back
He's
then.
Like, yeah, like that, like you're some kind of fag or something. He's like, yeah. And then there's this one dude, and I wrote down the names. I'm going to hunt these dudes down on Facebook and get one of them on our podcast sometime.
Oh, I fucking hope that you do.
But
you're talking about one of the kids that was interviewed?
Yeah.
Oh, let's interview him.
I want to see where they are now. But there's one dude that really, really got me. This dude had this mustache. He looked like he was 25, but he was still in high school.
Right.
Had, like, the little mullet, like they had the mullet going on, cut-up sleeve, like, Metallica shirt. And he's like, look at all these preppies out there throwing Frisbees in the yard. And he's like, who does that? Who does that? Look at them.
People
look
that
want
to have
him.
Fun? People that play Frisbee just to have fun?
I was just like, man, dude. Lord. I was like, wow. But they show what their
look
idea,
at them.
They show their idea of what a mosh pit was. And I shit you not, man. I should find the fucking video for you. It's just kids running in a circle.
Circle pit.
They were just running, like skipping in a circle. Like
that's pretty much what to be fair, that's what a circle pit is.
There was no pushing at this time.
To be fair, there's no pushing in circle pits.
It was just running in a circle. Just running,
that's
jogging in a circle.
Pretty much what that is. Any circle pit I've ever been in my life, there is very little like physical contact going on other than like a nudge here and there. You know what I mean? Like because you're all kind of because it looks amazing. That's why.
It didn't in this clip.
Probably
it
not
looked
that
like
clip,
they were in a fucking moose lodge.
Like
just
I was in a circle pit for Lamb of God that was seriously 75 yards across.
Okay.
Right? It was huge. You were literally running track. Like, we were four laps and you were at a mile. It was a quarter mile per turn. That's okay. How I felt. There's no pitting going on. It's just a thousand people, not that many, a thousand people just in a circular motion. It looks good when the heavy stuff's playing.
Well, the video that I saw was maybe 20 feet. All around, and maybe like eight kids.
And they were literally
running,
just
jogging, smiling, like, yeah!
Okay, we don't do that. We don't,
yeah!
We don't necessarily smile.
And I was, and it had me thinking, I was just like, man. You remember the old Metallica videos? I was like, because this took place in 86. Metallica in 83, there's all the videos of them playing, like, the one club show that they did. And, you know, and back when, you know, they introduced thrash to a lot of hair metal kids. Because they were doing shows out in California and shit, where, you know, fucking Motley Crue was king.
Hair metal.
And Metallica kind of, you know, they introduced thrash to most people, really. And there was no mosh pit. Do you remember what the crowd would do? During Metallica songs, when they're playing like Whiplash or Seek and Destroy, they would put their fist up in the air and pump their fist very fast.
Ah.
And it looks like a bunch of dudes just jerking off the heavy metal gods.
Just Hogan.
Just fucking.
Like, Hogan coming back from a knockout.
I was like, man. And then I went and watched Metallica in 89. 6 years. That's all it took. That's all it took for them to fucking take over the world. And you see them on the Injustice for All tour, and the mosh pit is fucking, you know, it's just taking up the entire fucking building.
Right.
Like, it's like kids just like, kill, kill, kill. And I was like, so from 83, you start off with jerking off the metal gods, like, because kids didn't know how to react. They weren't going to the punk shows. That was also when metal and punk were feuding.
Yeah.
You know, fucking, I hate that punk. I'm all about Judas Priest. And 3 years it goes by, and then they're just running in a circle. They went from pumping fist fast
to
running in a circle fast to beating the fuck out of each other. Just like, you know, I'm a god, and fucking bam, it took 6 years.
It took 6 years for one guy in the circle pit to shove the guy next to him.
And the other guy gets mad. He goes, ugh.
And then it was just on. That's how it started.
That's it. Gotta be out. You Susie, you spilled my beer.
Hey, bro.
I wish I could have been around in like 83 for the fist pumping stage.
I mean, I heard stories of, you know, late 80s Slayer shows about people getting fucking stuck with ice picks and cut up with razors and shit because motherfuckers would bring that shit into the pit and just while they're fucking moshing, just sticking people and fucking cutting people and shit. My brother used to tell me those stories.
Good lord. I also stumbled across there's a 30-minute movie called Heavy Metal Parking Lot.
I believe I've seen this.
I've seen parts of it before. Like, I don't remember what I was watching where they would, you know, reference it. But I finally got to watch the full 30 minutes, and it is, I highly recommend this as well. Like, highly, highly recommend anybody who listens to heavy metal or has any interest in the history of heavy metal to go watch this movie, because this takes place in the parking lot of a Judas Priest show. And all of these kids there are completely fucked up. Like, I know some of them got to be moms now, grandmas.
Right. Yeah, grandmas for sure.
And they're all just like, I like giving head and doing coke. These people are so fucked up.
Random as shit. Yeah, so these people?
These people are all super drunk, on coke, smoking weed, retarded people. Can I say retarded? Am I going to get kicked off
the show? No, I mean, you might get retarded. We might get our show canceled.
We might get canceled.
You can't say shit like this.
Okay, so these people are retarded and
they weren't born that way.
And it's very apparent that they're homophobic.
Okay.
And I was like, how much of a god does that make Rob Halford? That all these dudes there that are just like, queers! Fucking queers! Yeah, get the gay shit out of here!
And he's basically just controlling all of them.
He's like,
gay as he can be.
Gay as fuck.
You couldn't tell from the biker outfit.
I know! Turbo lover, dude! It's props to Rob Halford. I guess is what I want to get at with that one.
How many of those really homophobic straight dudes, 30 years later, Rob Halford comes out that he's gay? How many of those homophobic straight dudes kind of went, maybe it's all right?
I'm hoping some. I'm hoping some.
Maybe I can stop beating guys up for how I feel and stuff, you know? Because every time I see a guy and he looks really good, I got to punch him in his fucking face because I ain't no fag.
Ozzy is not fucking around. Ozzy's like, you play. Yeah, the best line from that movie is the one girl, when she's asked about Rob Halford, she goes, I'd jump his bones. I was like, what? Guess what he wouldn't do?
He would jump your boyfriend's bones.
Probably not. She probably had a gross boyfriend. I'm sure Rob Halford can be picky.
Oh, he can be. Yeah. He's Rob Halford.
I mean,
pick of the litter.
He's a beautiful man.
He can get whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, I'd find it hard to say no to Rob Halford.
I wouldn't find it hard to say no to Rob Halford at all. No. I'd be like, oh, no, because I'm not gay. But that's cool.
Then he'd be like, actually, Grant, you got another thing coming.
Our turbo lover!
Rob Halford's the best, and he's so straight. I love him. I love straight Rob Halford.
That dude gets so much pussy, bro.
You can tell by the tight leather pants, the way he carries himself like he's Freddie Mercury.
Him and Freddie Mercury got more pussy than anybody I know, dude. I guarantee it. Those guys fucks totally into chicks.
Bowie, Mick Jagger.
All those dudes, totally not into dudes.
Never been into dudes ever.
Rocking dudes, totally into chicks. Cut to the four-way fucking gangbang.
Easy in the corner, just fucking. It's what Ice Cube said about him. I didn't say it. Ice Cube said it. An easy dick. It's smelling like MC Wren shit.
Trying to tell you a year ago, but Willie D told me to let a homie. Easy does it.
Easy does do it. Easy is great, man. My daughter, one of my daughter's favorite songs is Boys in the Hood.
It's a good tune.
She freaks out to that song.
It comes on?
Yeah, she fucking loves it. It's on a video game that I play, and so she hears it quite a bit. Yeah, girl. I said, girl, you're a boy, Ozzy.
I mean, look, I'm not going to assume your gender. I won't. I won't.
You're
a
dog.
I will not assume your gender.
You're a dog.
We hear you roar. We really do.
Slayer's playing their last show this week.
Awesome.
Yeah,
good
man.
For them, man. I'm so happy for them.
Well, their last show here, I guess I should
in Ohio.
Say.
Yeah, you chose Blossom of all places to fucking
right.
play. Duh.
Lamb of God, Anthrax, Behemoth, right?
Yeah.
Man.
It'll be a good show, man. I'm not going.
I'm off that day.
Ouch. Ozzy just bit me.
I'm off work that day, and I'm still just kind of holding out for somebody, like, day of, to be like, got an extra ticket and an extra seat. Like, I, for some reason, I feel like that's what's going to happen to me karmatically. I think I'm going to go without actually intending on going.
I mean, yeah, that'd be cool. I hope you get to go.
The moment that somebody's like, hey, got a spare ticket, somebody wants a ride, I'm like, that'd be me.
I'm out.
That's me.
I'm totally going.
That's it. I'm just going to freeload on that shit.
I would like to go, man. It's not the show that bothers me. Again, it's the venue. I would totally go. And it sucks that it's like that, but, you know, I am who I am. And
you got beef with Blossom.
I'm like, look, man, when I say I'm going to do something, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's just what's happening.
Right.
So, like, if I tell you I'm not doing this and this is why, pretty much just take that shit to the bank.
For sure.
You know, so. I hope everybody has fun at this fucking Slayer show.
Yeah.
And you mosh it the fuck up on the lawn.
And it's good to know that there's going to be a heavy metal show where, you know, the masses can come from all over Ohio and enjoy themselves. It's fucking Slayer.
Last night of Slayer.
Have fun, guys. Hopefully one of you guys out there listening.
Maybe they'll be awesome enough to play Rain and Blood live front to back. Like I got to see him play. I've seen Slayer quite a few times, man, and I would love to see him a few more times, but I'm totally okay with it. It's half a Slayer, and they're fucking ending it at Blossom. To me, it's a no-brainer. Like, why would I even want to fucking be there? I got to enjoy all of Slayer at cool venues.
Yeah.
Nautica was one of my favorites. And, yeah, it was dope.
You ever see him at the Odeon?
Never seen him at the Odeon. I seen him at the Agora in the theater. And that was twice. I've seen him. It was them and Meshuggah in the theater. And then I seen him with Hatebreed. Was it Hatebreed and somebody else? I can't remember who else played that night. Who did play that night? Well, no, I can't remember. But that was the night we all got backstage and hung out with Carrie for a while and shit.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, kicked the backstage door open when he made his entrance. Like, literally, BOW! Let's get this fucking party started! And I was like, oh, my God, he's awesome!
He's like, that's right, I'm Santa Claus, bitch! You think he does it all the time? Probably, right?
Probably. I would think that he's just kind of...
Every door just gets kicked open.
Yeah, he just kicks shit open.
Even the sliding doors.
Cabinet doors at his house, like, fucking... He has them hinged differently so he can kick them open to get his cereal. Just, fucking Cocoa Puffs, bitch! Boom! Sure, Carrie kicks a lot of shit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, look, to all our friends going to the show, have a good time. And if anybody has an extra ticket, please take Eagle.
Yeah, dude. I'll give you money for gas. I'll buy you a beer.
That's $10 right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I don't know. I told my wife to keep that day open for me. I was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm just waiting to log in online and somebody be like, hey, this fuckface bailed on me last second. Wah, wah, wah.
I mean, there's going to be tickets for that everywhere.
Yeah. I'll be your guy. Well, I think it's about that time.
Once again.
This was a fun show. Thanks, Ozzy.
For joining us, hanging out with us.
Trying to get us to play with you the entire time.
Tug of war.
Yeah.
Like you're still trying to do. Right.
I think I'll take you out before.
Right.
Before we leave. I think you'd appreciate that, Ozzy.
Right.
It's time for Badass Band of the Week.
Bam! Bam!
This week, they're...
Who? Who is it?
Not very much a known band in the Northeast Ohio heavy metal scene over the course of the years.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's really ever heard of them. In fact, like, we're probably breaking them into your ears for the very first time ever.
Debuting. It's probably like a debut.
Yeah. They're this really small band. Not too heavy. Not too heavy. Not too hardcore. Not too influential.
Definitely not too hardcore.
No. We're talking about Ringworm, man.
Ringworm!
Fucking Ringworm!
Ringworm!
One of the baddest fucking bands Ringworm. in the world!
Ringworm!
One of the most influential, coolest, fucking heaviest shows I've ever been to, ever, was Ringworm. Those motherfuckers tear it up beginning to end, nonstop. There's no pussy about that shit.
It's very pissed off the entire time. Depending on if it's their show or not, you're going to get 25 minutes to an hour of...
Yeah.
Just anger.
Fucking love Ringworm.
James, the fucking singer, like, I've, you know, talked to that dude quite a few times over the years. There was a night that he probably doesn't even really remember or know about. I'm sure he remembers the night, but he probably doesn't even know about the incident. But I think I've talked about it on here before, where one of his friends tried to fight Jeff Fall at the Slayer show at the Agora. And I was the guy that fucking yoked his boy up and slammed him against the wall and broke up the fight or whatever.
Ooh.
Shit. And then we're backstage getting ready to hang out with Carrie and shit. And James and that dude walk in and shit. And the dude kind of looked at me like, were you the dude that just slammed me up against the wall outside? And I kind of looked at him like, I mean, I was.
That was then.
We're backstage now. So let's calm it down. But yeah, James, dude, he's always been a fucking cool dude. Anytime you talk to him, just... goddamn angry and brutal when it comes to the vocals in this band.
Yeah.
And it's just boom, 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 fucking Ringworm. I love this shit. It's fire.
Yeah.
Shit is fire.
It's that hot fire.
It's that Northeastern Ohio hot fire.
It's the SoundCloud rappers of the Northeast Ohio metal scene.
They're not, though.
Don't give a fuck. Super fucked up. Don't give a fuck. Hey, Lorax. I think I didn't remember that. I remember it. He's super fucked up and don't give a fuck.
Ringworm's been around for, 15 years now?
At least.
At least going on 20 probably.
Yeah.
And they're still going. Like, they're still fucking writing shit. Wait, they're playing the Outpost. 4962, State Route 43, Kent, Ohio.
On July 20th.
July 20th, Friday. It's a Friday, folks. It's a Friday, which means you get off work, you go home, you change, you come to see Ringworm. Fucking destroy the post.
I don't remember everybody else that's playing. I do know Stillborn Prodigy's playing that show.
Okay.
And so, you know, more heaviness.
I mean, Ringworm's playing. So just come out.
Yeah. Don't fuck around. Don't give a fuck. Don't fuck around. Super fucked up.
Something about X. Clout.
Clout.
You seen that in the video, right?
Yeah. It was all over the video. Clout. Just clout. Everything. Like
clout light.
Yeah. My son watched that video with me. He loves it, by the way.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
If he loves any of the other fucking SoundCloud rappers, he better love that dude.
He legitimately, he goes, do you even know what clout is, Dad? I was like, yeah. And he goes, how do you know about clout? I'm like, man, fuck off. You're grounded. Take that shit out your mouth. Fucking dumbass. Here's some ringworm for you.
Ringworm!
Until next time, my name's Eagle.
Rubber City Redbeard.
And we're and
Ozzy. Lil Ozzy.
Love you, Ozzy.
Love you, Ozzy.
We'll talk to you then.
Peace!
Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.